Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Get Engaged podcast produced by the Community Advancement Network based in Austin, Texas. Get Engaged is a weekly community calendar highlighting opportunities to get informed, get connected, and get engaged in the Austin area on efforts aimed at advancing equity, opportunity, and community well-being in Austin, Travis County, and Central Texas. I'm your host for today's program, Raul Alvarez, Executive Director for CAN. This podcast outlines several engagement opportunities in our community from Tuesday, September 21st through Monday, September 27th. To access all event information in this podcast, visit our website, canatx.org, and click on podcast. We'll start this podcast with a number of upcoming civic engagement opportunities relating to voting. There are voter registration opportunities presented in tandem with the Moon Tower Comedy Festival. The festival runs from September 22nd through 25th in six different locations. On Thursday, Williamson County hosts a poll worker recruitment event at 6 p.m. to prepare for the next round of elections. And on Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. as well as 6 p.m., there is an opportunity to get trained to be a volunteer deputy voter registrar in Travis County. Just in time for you to volunteer at the Moon Tower Comedy Festival voter registration drive. Also relating to voting is the kickoff discussion to the Democracy in the Spotlight series offered by the League of Women Voters of the Austin area and the League of Women Voters of Texas. The first topic for the discussion will be voting rights and election law. The program features a historical perspective by Harvey Kronberg of Quorum Report, a legislative perspective by Representative John Busey, an election officials perspective by Isabel Longoria, an elections administrator from Harris County, and a legal perspective by Thomas Bucer Clancy of the ACLU. With regard to redistricting for the City of Austin City Council districts, there are three public feedback forums this week on the 21st, 25th, and 28th. The Redistricting Commission has released a draft map of the districts, so there's actually something to respond to now. So you might want to look at the map and participate if that's of interest. A quick note on the education front is that on Wednesday, Austin ISD at-large trustee Noelita Lugo holds a town hall meeting to discuss education issues that have arisen during the time of COVID and education equity in general. With regard to equity, the City of Austin's Office of Civil Rights hosts a virtual workshop on Wednesday at 1 p.m. on the topic of employment discrimination. This is part three in a series of workshops focused on increasing awareness of the city's Fair Chance Hiring Ordinance and other civil rights protections for the reentry community. The final workshop will take place in October on the topic of housing discrimination. With regard to health and wellness, on Thursday at 4 p.m., one of the programs at the University of Texas that attempts to bridge barriers called Whole Communities, Whole Health, will hold a virtual open house as they launch a health study that will look at the various factors that affect residents' overall wellness in and around the Del Valle area. The initiative challenges traditional notions of academic research by involving community members at the design and implementation stage, asking residents what matters most to them when they consider the health of their families. In addition, the results of the research will be shared with the participants and community groups so that they can use it to advocate for positive change. On the workforce development front, Workforce Solutions Capital Area continues its public engagement process relating to the updating of the Austin Area Community Workforce Plan. The engagement session this week is on Thursday at noon and focuses on Strategy 4 of the Workforce Plan pertaining to upskilling opportunities. We move on to a few recurring events relating to the pandemic response. If you haven't yet been able to get vaccinated, there are many opportunities to just walk up and get your vaccine without an appointment. On our podcast calendar in the Monday listing, we include the website where you can get information about getting the vaccine with or without an appointment. A check-in call for individuals and nonprofits who want to connect around the COVID-19 response is hosted 2 times a week by the Community Resilience Trust. The check-in calls take place on Monday and Thursday at 9 a.m. If you have felt out of sorts, confused, a little preoccupied or extra stressed, scared, lonely, anxious, isolated, or just feel like talking with someone about the challenges you are facing, you can call the YWCA Warm Line. The YWCA has a caring, trained team that offers non-judgmental and confidential support. No need to go through this alone. To speak with someone on the Warm Line, call 512-548-9922. Next, I'll share our fun and free feature for this episode, which is the AISD Band Jamboree, which takes place on Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. The 48th annual Jamboree features marching bands from all AISD high school programs. The location for the event is the Tony Berger Center. I'll end the podcast with details about this year's Texas Tribune Festival, which is a multi-day celebration of big bold ideas about politics, public policy, and the day's news, headlined by names you already know alongside those you may not. Although there is a fee to attend, there is a pretty good discount for students and educators, 75% discount, as a matter of fact. And there are free programs each day of the event, so you can attend without, you know, paying a fee. And that is what I will focus on for this segment of the podcast. These are the free offerings that are part of the Texas Tribune Festival. There are a series of one-on-one conversations that will feature a variety of speakers and special guests on Tuesdays. There will be one-on-ones with Senator Amy Klobuchar, Henry Cisneros, and Senator John Cornyn on Wednesday. There will be a one-on-one with John Sharp. On Thursday, there is a one-on-one with the Castro brothers, which is not really a one-on-one, but, you know, we'll go with it. And there's also a one-on-one with Kevin Merida, the new editor of the LA Times. And finally, on Friday, September 24th, there will be one-on-ones with Beto O'Rourke, retired Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, and Glenn Hager, the Texas Comptroller. There are also a variety of sessions focused on federal and state legislative matters, including redistricting, public education, school safety, immigration, and criminal justice reform. And that's just the free stuff. For a full festival schedule, visit texastribune.org. Well, there you have it, the latest edition of CAN's Get Engaged podcast. Please share with us information about any events you would like for us to highlight on the podcast in the future. And please be sure to stay engaged, stay healthy, and stay strong. The opinions expressed in Get Engaged do not necessarily represent the views of CAN and or any individuals or organizations directly affiliated with CAN. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.